231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour, second half hour of hour number three here on this Monday, January 27, 2025 edition. Downstate Phyllis. My daughter was stationed at Creech Air Force Base working with drone pilots back in 2010, 15 years ago. And they've only gotten more technologically advanced since then. These careers in the military, with Pete Hegseth now as Secretary of Defense, with Donald Trump Commander in Chief, are you kidding me? These kids need to take a serious look at serving in the military. They're going to rebuild the military stronger, bigger, better than it's ever been before with this new Secretary of Defense and this president and this Republican-controlled House and Senate. They are going to absolutely undo the 4 years of crippling our military that Biden did to it. Completely reverse it. It's all coming back, people. Now, I've asked many of you to take pictures of gas prices, which tend to seem right now still staying up there. I was out over the weekend. I had to make a store run. I did. I saw prices still in Elk Rapids here in Antrim County at $3.19 a gallon. All over northern Michigan, these higher gas prices lingering. Because Donald Trump's executive orders haven't kicked in yet. The drilling hasn't started yet. The XL Keystone Pipeline hasn't been reopened yet. Prices are going to drop. That's going to do two things for our economy. Number one, high gas prices, folks, tax income of lower income, moderate income people at a higher percentage of their income than it does wealthy people. It's going to put money back into their pocketbooks, into their ability to spend. It's amazing, absolutely amazing what it's going to do for our economy. Number two, the side benefit to that is that once we get the supply up, dropping the prices, that's what's going to cause the prices to drop, is the supplies will be replenished. Donald Trump is filling all the way back to the top the strategic reserve that Biden depleted right before the election of 2022, tried to do it again before the election of 2024, completely depleting it by dumping it into the market, trying to hold gas prices down artificially. Well, Donald Trump's going to fill the reserve back up. Once we get that accomplished, open up the supply to the general public, then going into energy exporting, selling the energy that we create, that we produce here across the world. That's going to do two things. Iran, OPEC, and Russia, they're going to have to compete against Donald Trump's energy prices from America. energy produced in America. Well, when that happens, folks, guess what? Putin doesn't have the resources to continue the war in Ukraine. Iran does not have the resources to fund Hamas and Hezbollah. OPEC is going to have to negotiate with Donald Trump. And guess what? He's putting America first. When he goes into those negotiations, they don't stand a chance. He's making NATO go from 2% of their GDP to 5% of their GDP. He's pulling back funding of NATO. North American Treaty Organization? Yeah, well, guess what? America's going to stop funding it. You guys are going to not only pay, but you're going to pay over double what you have been required to pay that you haven't been. And we're going to take that money and divert it back into reducing our debt. Oh, by the way, did you hear his speech to the World Economic Forum? Klaus Schwab and his One World Globalists in Davos, Switzerland? He zoomed in. He parachuted in by Zoom. He told them, move your manufacturing to America. Make your products in America. We're going to lower the corporate income tax, which we already did previously under my previous tax cuts. Well, guess what? We're doing it again. We dropped it from 28 to 21. Now I'm going to drop it from 21 down to 15, possibly 14% corporate tax. So you got a choice. Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Porsche. Instead of building in Germany, why don't you build those vehicles in America? Pay a reduced corporate tax, because if you don't, I'm going to tariff your products coming out of Germany at 50%. He's already told Canada and Mexico minimum of 25%. He's already told China 10%. And guess where that tariff money goes, folks? Directly into our U.S. Department of Treasury. As those tariff dollars start coming in on their goods manufactured overseas in Mexico, in Canada, that pays down our debt. I'm going to predict before the end of Donald Trump's four-year presidency, his last term in office, the debt clock will stop increasing. There'll come a point when it actually starts to go down for the first time ever since I've been alive. The U.S. debt clock will stop and eventually start declining while Donald Trump is serving as our 47th president. That's my prediction. And when these foreign corporations deal with Donald Trump, have a very, very simple solution to their problem. Move our manufacturing to the United States. Hire Americans to do the jobs. Have them get a paycheck. Have them get the benefits, the retirement plans. He's going to cause a major, major economic collapse in these other countries when those companies leave. Then you know what they're going to have to do? Compete. They'll have to shrink their government. They'll have to lower their taxes in order to counter the tariffs that Donald Trump's imposing on these companies. You know what? He realizes, folks, that he has 4 years. It started last Monday. His 4 years are already reduced by seven. He realizes how quickly it goes by. That's why he stayed up late, 3-4 o'clock in the morning, every night, signing these executive orders, forcing Congress to do the right things. It's already happening. Just look at what Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed as her very first executive directive last Friday. and what our Attorney General Dana Nessel is doing in filing lawsuits to stop Donald Trump and his agenda. Well, guess what? They're going to learn very quickly that the president is fully within his constitutional right to do these executive orders. They might get a liberal judge to find in their favor, but he'll appeal it. You know where he's going to ultimately end up at? His Supreme Court. And the Democrats are praying desperately that the four liberal justices stay healthy and can survive his 4 years of presidency. They do not want Donald Trump appointing another replacement on the United States Supreme Court. Probably going to happen anyway, but it's amazing to watch. And for the process that we're going to be going through, when the economy starts coming back, when businesses start to grow, when things start to happen, well, guess what? It's going to be amazing to watch. And here's the interesting point to all of this. I saw this on a couple of other news shows over the weekend. Other candidates in these other countries are starting to adopt Donald Trump's platform. They're going to run for office in these other foreign countries. They're going to change their ways real quickly. When every country starts looking out for their own best interests and enter into the world of Donald Trump's world of competition, it's going to get really interesting quick. Donald Trump, by the way, reached out to the Danish government, and they are freaking out. He flat out told them, I want Greenland, and I'm going to get it. Greenland needs to be part of America. And man, they are freaking out. Well, you guys are the ones that did it. You tried to convict him. You tried to put him in prison. Then you tried to kill him. And it didn't work. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
By now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Fundraising is one of the most critical responsibilities of the state party chairman. Recently, the GOP state committee set a rule. Chairman candidates must raise at least $15,000 from at least six different donors. And within a day and a half, I'd already raised all that money. In fact, I raised an additional $100,000. For 16 years, I've been winning elections because I consistently raise the funds needed to succeed. And today, we can keep on winning.
Paid for by Jim Runstad for Michigan Republican Party State Chairman.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Donald Trump said in his inaugural speech and his speech to the World Economic Forum, we're going to expand our territories. We're going to take however means we need. We are going to get Greenland. Donald Trump's taking back the Panama Canal. He's getting rid of the Chinese government management of the Panama Canal, the fees that they're charging U.S. ships, our military ships. It's all going to end. He's already renamed the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America, telling map makers and others to change the name. It's going to happen. And the left is freaking out. He's going in so many different directions so quickly that they cannot focus on one major issue. And the thing of it is, not one of these issues, folks, are the majority of Americans against. We're supporting everything he's doing. We've been saying this stuff for years. So is Donald Trump. However, there's a difference. Donald Trump 2.0 learned how he got manipulated by the people in Washington, D.C. The people that allowed Dr. Fauci to stay on in his position. General Milley, Joint Chief of Staffs. Jeff Sessions, his Attorney General. It was a complete waste of almost the first 2 years of his administration. And then he had to deal with the China virus, which he to this day continues to call it exactly that, the China virus. Wuhan, China, the lab that we were funding through Fauci, unleashed that pandemic on the world. So what did Joe Biden do on his way out the door? He pardoned Fauci. He pardoned General Milley. Donald Trump on Truth Social over the weekend questioned whether Milley is still even a general. You have to understand that this is a new day. It is happening right before our eyes. Exactly what Mike said. Telling his kids, pay attention to what's going on. You're never going to see this ever again. Mike says, Trucker, I'm sorry to keep blowing your phone up, but you're striking a chord with me today. My nephew is an EOD tech serving overseas right now. I'm so very thankful that Trump is now his commander-in-chief and Pete Hegseth is his secretary of defense. Again, thank God. Absolutely. Donald Trump said it. You know what our revenge is going to be? Winning and success. When they start making the changes to these various departments, all of these new department heads that are getting sworn in, doing all the reforms and changes that they're going to do, well, guess what? Absolutely going to start winning again. And when the gas prices drop later, I'm predicting late spring, early summer, they get rid of these stupid boutique fuel blends that they require now with these over-regulating things that they do through the EPA. That's all coming to a halt, people. These refineries will not be dealing with 5-6 different boutique blends for summer driving. Good old-fashioned regular, mid-grade, premium, and diesel. Absolutely going to change the economic impact of energy, not only in the United States, but in the world. The tax plan that they're working on, not only keeping Donald Trump's tax cuts that they did back in 2017, but even going further, lowering corporate income tax again to one of the, if not the lowest corporate rate in the world. This is going to be amazing. Absolutely amazing. And they know that this guy's on a mission. Mike Johnson, the Speaker in the House, Senator Thune from South Dakota, the Senate Majority Leader, J.D. Vance, holding the tie-breaking vote in the U.S. Senate. This is going to be amazing. William Hamilton, Lapeer County, Trump and Congress need to pass laws making Trump's changes permanent, or the demon rat president, the next one, could undo it all. The next Democrat president is at least 12 years away. 4 years of Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, vice president, runs in 28. He will easily defeat Gretchen Whitmer, Gavin Newsom, whoever the Democrats put up. They're going to lose. It's that simple. Well, that's it for today's show. Greatly appreciate all the text messages. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a magnificent Monday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it.